Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to be reviewing some ending blend sounds. But before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. You write my name and I'll write your name. I'm kidding. I'll write my name. You write your name. And then you can put your pencil down. We are going to color first. We're going to work on three different ending blends. So I want you to look at the top of your paper. And I want you to look for this word. I'm going to sound it out for you. Ready? M-I-O-K. M-I-O-K. Milk. Milk has an LK ending blend, milk. So let's color the milk. First, let's color the little cow. Let's color it brown. Let's color it like brown and white. You know what I mean. Color the cow on the milk brown, cause milk comes from cows, unless you buy almond milk, and then that comes from almonds. Okay, so you should have a brown cow. Brown cow. All right, now let's color the milk jug itself. Blue, I'm going to use my light blue. Color neatly, don't go super fast and scribble scrabble. So milk ends with an LK ending blend. Milk, milk, milk. Another word that ends with an LK ending blend is sulk. Have you ever heard that? Sulk. Sulk means you're pouting. You're pouting. You're like, I don't want to go. Why is this happening to me? And you cross your arms and you put your head down. You're like, goodness, this is not my day today. Take two more seconds. Two, one. Go ahead and put your pencil down. So if you'll look at this picture, we have a what looks like it could be a whiteboard, but it's actually a chalkboard. It's a chalkboard. Chalk ends the same way as milk. Let's color the outside of the chalkboard, the trim of the chalkboard. Let's do red. Any kind of red you know will work for me. I'm actually using a red violet. This is a chalkboard. Chalkboards used to be in classrooms all over the place. And now we have whiteboards all over the place. And you can still use chalk, like on the sidewalk. Have you ever done that? And they come in all different colors. So when you're coloring this trim, you might see some chalk. Go around it. Go around it. Don't color the chalk red. Go around it. Chalk ends the same way as milk and sulk. Yes, it does. Okay, what about walk? Does that end the same way as chalk and milk? All right, two more seconds. Yes, it does. Two, one. Now, let's color the chalkboard green. Did you know they used to be green? Sometimes they were black too. But let's do green. Don't color the question mark on the chalkboard. Just color around it. So chalk, milk, walk, sulk. What would work? I'm here. I'm just getting tongue twisted. Okay, what word would we have if we took the w in walk and changed it to talk? Walk and talk end the same way as milk and chalk. Chalk and walk and talk all rhyme. I'm going to walk and get my chalk, and then I'm going to talk for a little while. Okay, you should be almost done with your green chalkboard. Hopefully you weren't gone or finished up for a while now because you should be coloring neatly. All right, you can put down your green crayon. Now, let's count the chalk. There's some on the chalkboard, there's some on the desk, and there's some on a chair. Let's count them. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. There are 4 pieces of chalk. Has our LK ending blend. Okay, see the chalk on the chair? Well, chalk can come in different colors. So let's color the chalk on the chair purple. Any kind of purple works for me. Color it neatly. Color it neatly. This is the listen part. You listen and follow my directions. Okay, put down your purple crayon. Do you see the chalk on the desk? Let's color that piece of chalk yellow. I love sidewalk chalk, and it's really big and fat. Really big, fat, and thick. It's fun to use. Put down your yellow crayon. Let's color the chalk, the 2 pieces of chalk on the chalkboard. Let's color them orange. And you know me, any kind of orange will work for me. Chalk, milk. Talk, sulk. All of these words end with LK, ending blend. Okay, let's move on. Do you see the desk? Does desk end the same way as milk? No. What do you hear at the end of desk? Desk. S-K. Let's color the desk brown and color it neatly. You should not go super fast to where it's scribble scrabble. So desk ends with an SK. It has a different ending blend than milk. Desk. Desk. Ends with oh my goodness, Mrs. Oldham's must be tired today. Okay, so it ends with an SK. Ends with an SK. Can you think of another word that ends with an SK like desk? I'm going to give you a hint. You can wear it on your face as a disguise. You can wear mask. Mask ends with an SK. Mask. Mask and desk end with the same ending blend. What if we took the M in mask and changed it to task? Are you on task? Are you coloring your brown desk? Not the one you're sitting in, the one on your paper. Okay, here we go. You should take about 3 more seconds. Should be colored neatly, no scribble scrabble. Okay, 2, 1. Put down your brown crayon. Okay, another word that ends with SK like desk and mask and task is ask. 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 When you ask somebody something, you ask a question. That's why there's a question mark on the chalkboard. Boys and girls, let's give this question mark some red polka dots. Give it some red polka dots. Just start drawing some polka dots on that question mark with your red crayon. However you want it to look, don't forget the little dot down at the bottom, and then go back in there and color the rest of it blue. So it'll be red polka dots with blue background. So ask ends the same way as desk and mask and task. You can hear it. Task, ask, mask. Oh, those all rhyme. Love rhyming words. They're in the same word family. Okay, put down all your crayons. Let's see about this one. Tell me if this is in the same word family as desk and mask. Ready? Belt. 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 Is it in the same word family as mask? No, it's a whole nother word family. Is it in the same word family as milk? Belt and milk. Nope, it's in a whole new word family. Do you see the belt on the Santa Claus standing on the chair? I think that's a little toy Santa Claus. Let's color that belt black. Find your black crayon, and if you can't find your black crayon, then you can use your pencil. Color the belt on the Santa Claus with standing up on the chair, the one where he's standing up on the chair. Color it black. Okay, and then go ahead and color his suit. What color should we color Santa's suit? Red. Any kind of red will work for me. Don't color his beard red. Go around his beard. So belt ends with an LT ending blend. Belt. Can you take away the B in belt and change it to W, W? Welt. Will you do Santa's hat too? Do you know what a welt is? It's like if you got hurt or you snagged yourself on something or smacked into something, like you smacked into a tree and you got a big bump on your head. That could be a welt. That could be a welt. It would hurt. A welt is no good. It hurts. Welt and belt end with an LT. What about change the W in welt to F? Felt. If you felt it, it probably hurt when you got that welt. Okay, what about the Santa leaning up against the chair? He's not on the chair. He's down on the floor leaning up against it. Let's color that belt. Let's do blue. Let's make it different. Why not? Let's make that belt blue. And then we can color, I mean, he cut. I mean, I think it's supposed to be Santa, but it could be an elf. So let's make a blue belt and then let's do a green suit. Let's just make it different. It's our paper. We can do what we want, right? So make a green suit. So belt, felt, welt. What about melt? All of these in. Don't forget his hat, green hat. All of these end with the LT ending blend. And you can hear it. Belt. Belt. Okay, you can put down your green crayon. We have, excuse me. I'm trying not to cough. We have one more. It is quilt. 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 Do you see the quilt? It's leaning up against the desk. Let's make it two colors. You get to decide. We're going to make a pattern. Let's do purple, any kind of purple, and let's do blue. And you can do any, you have to use purple and blue, but you can make your quilt any way you want. You can skip around. You can do top half is blue, the other half is purple, but make your quilt two different colors for me. Quilt also ends with the LT, like belt and melt and felt. It ends with the LT ending blend. Quilt, belt, felt, welt, melt. I don't want to melt. Okay, take 3 more seconds for your blue and purple quilt. Two. One, will you find your pencil? We are going to do some work at the bottom of our paper. Okay, here we go. Let's look at number one. Ready? So number one has a row of pictures. I want you to find the picture that ends with an LT ending blend, like quilt and felt and melt. So here we go. I'm going to read the pictures to you. You tell me when you found one, an LT ending blend. There's only one. Ready? Yolk, insect, lamp, bolt, mask, gift. Which one has an LT? It's either the lamp or the bolt. It's the bolt. Go ahead and circle the bolt. It's right next to the lamp and it's right by the masked girl. Circle the bolt. Okay, this time I want you to look for the picture that has the same ending sound as milk. Okay, ready? Number one, first picture, yolk. Did we just find it? Yolk, milk. Yes, circle it. Okay, we have one more to look for. We're looking for the one that ends with an SK like desk. So let's go. We know it's not yolk. What about insect? Lamp. We know it's not bolt. What about mask? Does that end like desk? Mask. Yes, circle the girl with the mask. Okay, let's scoot down to number two. It says melt. Melt. Will you trace the circle around LT? That's our ending blend. Scoot over. We got to write it. They have ME for us. We just have to write what? LT. Scoot over. Let's write the whole word. M-M-E-O-L-T. L-T. M-E-L-T. Let's try number three. It says D-usk. D-usk. Dusk. That means when it's like twilight and it's starting to get dark, but it's not all the way dark. Will you trace a circle around SK? That's our ending blend. It's like desk, but it's dusk. Scoot over. We have a DU. Let's write the ending blend. SK. Scoot over. Let's write the whole word. D-U-S-K. Check it. You should have D-U-S-K. Okay, number four, we need to write belt. B-B-B-B-E-E. What's our ending sound? Our ending blend. Belt. Belt. L-T. Check it. You should have B-E-L-T. Okay, scoot over to number five. It says it's a boy and he will walk. Walk. Let's sound it out. W-W-W. And even though it says awk, walk, we're going to put an A. Walk is spelled with an A. And then what's our ending blend? Walk, walk, L-K. Check it. You should have a W-A-L-K. Walk. Boys and girls, you did it. We did it. The whole review. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.